Hey loves, welcome back to my channel. Thank you for tuning in to episode 6. This week's topic is going to be God hears us. The supporting verse for this topic is going to be 1 John chapter 5 verses 14 through 15, which states, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him." Let's talk about confidence, which was stated in verse 14. We have to have confidence when we're approaching God. Confidence is a feeling or a belief that you can rely on someone. But in the biblical standpoint, it's referring to our faith in Jesus Christ. And our confidence comes from having the right belief. So when we approach God, then we need to already have the confidence as believers that we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we know that whatever we ask of through him, God hears us. We also have to make sure that our prayers are in line of what God's will is. That's why he says, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So when I say according to his will, I mean according to his word. We read the word, but we have to live the word. We can't just read the word and then pray and expect God to just answer our prayers when they're not in line with what his will is for us. When we know God's word, then we know God's will. And when we know God's will, then we understand God's ways. So when God's will is when you're being obedient to his commandments and what he's written in his word. It's written there for us to follow. It's not written for us to try to change what's in the word to what we want to believe or how we want to move. No, it's written because this is what God has commanded us to do. When we pray and we make it according to his will, God will answer our prayer. Now, we have to stay encouraged because just because God doesn't answer your prayer right away or doesn't answer it always with the yes, that does not mean that he did not answer our prayers. God answers our prayers in 3 different ways. He answers it with the yes, a no, or a wait. If God is giving you a no to your prayer request, then that means that that's not what God had for you. That's not what was God's will. Because when it's God's will, then God will be glorified. And that's what God wants. God wants to be glorified in everything because it's because of him that we are given what we are given and that we've taken on the journeys and the tasks and the roles because of what he has given to us, because it was according to his will. So we have to be careful when we pray selfishly. We can't pray for God to bless us with things and opportunities for our own self-gain, because that's not according to his will. God is a generous God. God is a gracious God. So when we start to be specific with our prayers and we line them up with God's will, just know, and we believe in Jesus Christ, then we know God hears us. And we also know, as stated in verse 15, that we have what we asked of him. So that means once it's given to you because it's of God and it's according to his will. And this is what God wanted you to have. So I want you to be encouraged that your prayers are being answered. God does not leave any prayers unanswered. He hears every single one of them that are submitted. But you have to know and you have to ask yourself, is this going to glorify God? Why do I want this prayer to be answered? Why am I submitting this prayer request? Is it for my own self? Or is it to benefit others? Or is it to glorify God? Because if it's to glorify God and God knows that in your spirit, in your heart, God will answer that prayer in the form of yes. But remember also, according to God's will is also obeying his word. So obedience, we have to make, and which moves into my second point, which is commitment. Our commitment has to be to obey God's word and follow his will. that he might be glorified. So we have to make sure that God's will is a motive behind our prayer requests. We have to make sure in everything that we are requesting, God will be glorified and it's pleasing unto him. So if you are performing in any acts of disobedience, that can be a hindrance to your prayers, because according to God's will is being obedient. We have to be obedient. And when we are obedient, God will bless us more than we ever could ask for, more than we could ever imagine, because God is pleased. God is pleased when we're obedient, because that means that we believe in him, we trust him, and we are following what he has set out for us to do, and we are doing what he has commanded us to do. So be very encouraged today that God does hear us, and he hears all of your prayers that you submit. But just because you don't always receive a yes to that prayer doesn't mean that he didn't hear you. Just because he made you wait for an answer to that prayer doesn't mean that he didn't hear you. God has not forgotten about you. God knows what you're going to pray for before you pray for it. God knows what you're going through before you even go through it. Everything is preordained because he is God and he is in control and he foresees everything. So be encouraged. Don't get discouraged when your prayer doesn't get answered in 5 minutes. It could take a little longer. And it could only take longer because God is working on your behalf behind the scenes. You don't know what God is setting in line to answer that prayer. You don't know what all God has to put together or shake up or rearrange for that prayer to be answered for you. So trust God. Wait on him, trust his timing, but also have that confidence. Believing in Jesus Christ gives you that confidence that God hears you. And whatever you've asked and it was given to you, you know that it was of him. So you give him the glory. Even if it was, you may have felt it was a small prayer. I mean, some people do feel like some prayer requests are minor, but to me, all prayer requests are a big deal. So any prayer that God answers for me, I say thanks. I give him thanks for that specific prayer. I don't say thank you, Lord, for everything. No, I say thank you, Lord, for answering this prayer, for this opportunity. Because you want God to know that you are thankful for everything that he's doing for you and every prayer he's answering for you. So I really pray that my message uplifted someone and encouraged someone to never cease to pray. If you have to pray about something 47 times, that's what you do. But as you grow and you mature in your walk with Christ and you have that confidence in Christ, then your prayers are more specific. And when they're more specific and they're lined up with God's will, they'll be answered. And you wouldn't have to pray for 47 times because you'll have that faith and that confidence and knowing that you submitted that prayer up with all your heart and gave all the specifics that you wanted for that prayer, and you wanted it to line up with whatever God has for you. So you have that faith knowing that I don't have to constantly pray about this because I sent it up to God and I have faith that God is going to answer this prayer. But if you feel the need to pray for a prayer several times, by all means, do it. God hears you. God loves you. God cares. And God answers prayers. I pray that you all have a blessed week. I mean, what better way to start your week off than hearing a great word about God and just being encouraged and being reminded of his greatness and his faithfulness. God is faithful. Thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. Let's go ahead and end the podcast in a word of prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you that you hear our prayers. Thank you that we have confidence in you. Thank you for your commandments so we will know what is pleasing and honorable unto you and what we should be doing and what we need to obey that way that you are pleased and satisfied with us in our lives. Heal us today, Father, from any uncertainties, from any unanswered prayers. Heal us from any discouragement that we may have or face during our waiting period. Thank you for the no's that you've given us. Thank you for the yeses. And thank you for the time that you've had us wait, because we all know that it's for the greater good. We know that you have plans for us, Father, and there are plans for a hope in the future. Help us to continue to seek you in all of our ways, and help us to lean not to our own understanding, but to trust you in everything and all that we do, Father, because we know that you have purpose for our lives, and we know that your purpose is promising and is true and is eternal. I love you and I praise you and I thank you, Father. I just pray that you help me to continue to encourage and uplift others, Father, that they may see you through me and that you may be glorified. And I thank you, and all glory and honor goes to you, Father. I am just a vessel, but you give me the message, Father. You penetrate my soul. You put it in me for me to speak it to others. I thank you. Hallelujah. The highest praise to your name. I love you. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, I do pray. Amen.